on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about the pursuit of happiness. Would you like to know how decluttering opens you up to opportunities in life? Why do you need to do more than just clear your physical clutter? Are you curious about how to live a limitless lifestyle? Let's continue our month focusing on clearing clutter with Julie Caraccio podcast interviews.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
The Happiness of Pursuit podcast, hosted by Doug Foley, shares stories of ordinary people who followed passion to create extraordinary lives. Really had a lot of fun with this, and he is Canadian, and I always love it when Canadians say a bolt. Just for some reason brings a smile to my face, and lots of good stuff there, so be sure to check it out at douglasjfoley.com. And don't forget, your take actions are at the end of the interview. Enjoy!
Welcome to the Happiness of Pursuit podcast, where inspiring individuals share their stories about their path to success and how they found a way to live a passion-filled life. This podcast will inspire you to grow in your life, in your career, and in your relationships. It will teach you how to find happiness in your pursuits and how you too can start living a passion-filled life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Happiness of Pursuit podcast. This is episode number 63. On today's episode, we have a really interesting guest who's one of the first ever chief possibility officers that I have ever talked to. And if that title isn't inspiring enough, the advice that Julie shares on today's episode is going to teach you that you can create your own limits and go way past them. You yourself can actually live a limitless lifestyle and creating ways to believe in yourself and making whatever you want possible. Julie gives so many great tips that you can apply to your life today. There's a ton of great actionable advice in this episode. If you miss anything, you need the show notes, you can get them at douglasjfoley.com/63. That's 63. Enjoy the show. Julie, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Now, I have to be honest, you're one of the first ever chief possibility officers we've ever had on the show, and I'm excited to learn more about what that means. But before we dig in, do you mind giving a brief intro for the audience?
Sure, absolutely. My name is Julie Caraccio, and I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. And in 2009, I started my own business, which at the time I called Healing Through Organization, because I felt that when you help people get organized, that was a way to heal relationships, heal what was going on in your life. And then I had an interaction with the client, and so a couple other things happened, but it made me change my focus on clearing clutter, because I felt you can have clutter and organize it, but if you clear the clutter, that's how you're able to change your life. And so my focus is on supporting people in clearing clutter, all their clutter, because whatever's going on the inside is reflected on the outside. And I believe I mentioned I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm happily married. I got married later in life and have a wonderful husband. And we have two rescued black cats, Antonio and Joey.
That's awesome. Sounds like a great family of four.
I feel very blessed.
Now, where did the idea for Chief Possibility Officer come from?
I see a coach every month. I'm a firm believer that I can't always see different perceptions, different ideas, and so I feel really strongly about working with someone. And she always says to me, ask yourself what else is possible. And I thought, wow, that's so great, because so many times, you know, we're perfect as babies, but then we become limited. Maybe it's a teacher that says something to us in second grade that stays with us the rest of your life, or it's someone in our family, or it's someone in society that says, you know, this is who you are, you can't be this, you can't do that. But I encourage people to ask, what else is possible? And so I see myself as a chief possibility officer, Don't limit yourself. I mean, whatever you want to achieve, you can do it. Only our imagination is what stops us. We can be whatever we want to be. We stop ourselves.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because it's one of my favorite subjects to write about is, you know, rekindling that inner child, and that somewhere along the lines, I think so many people lose that. And it's so good to see someone bringing that to an actual practice where they revive that in people.
Oh, I think it's so true. And again, I'm a firm believer that we create our reality. And so I want to work, and I do work with people who are ready to change their lives. And that means taking action. When you don't do anything, that's still a choice. You're making a choice not to do something. So I think it's very important that people say, okay, I'm going to take charge and I'm going to take action and do things to change my life.
I absolutely love that. I think that taking action is kind of the premise of this show. It's trying to teach people how to find their passion, but the most important step is taking action, because other than that, it's just an idea that just dies and it ends up being regret down the road.
Exactly. And I believe that you can look at any situation and find what I call the golden nugget. Before I started my business, I was at the worst job I'd ever been in my entire adult life. And I'd been working, you know, as soon as I was able to as a child in West Virginia to work, which was age 14, my dad's like, go out and work. This job was nuts, but I am grateful for it because every single day I say thank you, because if you hadn't have been so horrible to me, you hadn't treated me so poorly, I don't know if I would have had the guts to start my own business. But because my thinking was, it can't be any worse than this, so why don't we go for it and try it and see what happens?
It's funny you mention that, because there's so many what people perceive as these, you know, zero to hero stories, but I don't think there would be as many entrepreneurs if there weren't that struggle or that some type of pain that gave them the strength to get through, you know, those first couple of years of entrepreneurship, because it's not easy. And that's why so many fail.
I agree with you 100%. And so I think it's important. What I love about your podcast is you're showing all these examples and interviewing people. Hey, you can find your passion, you can do it, but it takes work, it takes planning, it takes discipline. And depending, you know, I don't have a storefront. And so that makes it easier. My brother, we have 2 out of 3 of us are small business owners, and he has a storefront. And as employees, so that's a whole other stressor of like, okay, you know, people are making their livelihood from me, and I don't have that. But especially in the beginning, you know, you might not turn a profit for a couple years. So you plan, you prepare for that, and you have something in place. Okay, where's my support system? Because very rarely can someone go it alone and have the strength to be like, okay, to keep on keeping on. You need that support system.
100%. Now, the timing of today's episode is a little ironic because my wife and I just finished doing, you know, some decluttering and trying to organize our house. Now, we still have a long way to go, but it was a start. Where did that passion for organization evolve, and how did it lead to the Declutter Your Life course?
Well, what happened, I mentioned earlier, so I had started Healing Through Organization, and always I'm kind of type A. I'm at a very interesting mix of type A, but I'm also very intuitive, and I honor that. And I think if anyone takes one thing away from this interview is honor your intuition. It is there for a reason. It's there to support you. And so I was like, what could I do that I'm talented at doing, but that I could also support people? And it was always organization. When I looked back on my life, people were like, okay, you're uptight. Come help get me organized. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I had this interaction with a client, and I went over to her house, and one of my great skills is listening and being non-judgmental. So we started to work, and she said, can we just talk? And I'm like, absolutely. You know, you're the client, and I'm happy to do what you like. And I found a lot of times, depending, especially if it's a big decluttering job or an organization job, usually there's a little bit of emotional, mental stuff going on. And so we talked, and I work in blocks of time. And so we ended up talking about 3.5 to 4 hours. And she said, oh my gosh, this was great. And then after I left, she was able to go clear some clutter and get organized and had me come back. And I realized that was the big aha moment for me. Ah, it's really about the clutter. And because I have been on what I would call a personal transformation, spiritual journey, whatever language people are comfortable with, I used to do interviews, and my business is now Reawaken Your Brilliance, and the show was named that because I interviewed body, mind, and spirit people. And so clutter kept coming up in different forms. And I was like, ah, that's really what it's about, because clutter keeps you stuck. It's delayed decisions, or it is stagnant energy. But whatever it is, it's an obstacle. It's not allowing you to be the best that you can be.
I'm glad you brought that up, because procrastination was my Achilles heel for the longest time. And I'll be honest, it still is. I mean, there's still terrible reasons I put certain things off. But how did you identify, and how have you helped people get started and get through that initial moment where they're putting off getting started?
Well, one of the things that I always suggest to people is find out what can motivate you. So perhaps that is, you have a lot of clutter. Say, for an example, at a client, and they had all this clutter and their dining room table, so they weren't able to sit down and enjoy a nice meal. And she was a newlywed, so that caused tension. So motivation for her was, if I clear this clutter that's on the dining room table, it's going to improve my relationship with my spouse. Maybe it's, you're always paying late fees and you're not like, you know what, I'm tired of losing money. I've got to get organized and get my bills in some fashion to pay them on time. Or maybe it's like, I'm an hour late every morning for work and I'm going to get fired. Where can I find that time? Well, if you clear the clutter and get organized. So I always encourage people, find what motivates you. And you know, I'm not an expert in the internet, for example. I had to hire someone to do my website. If I try to do it, it would look horrible. So understand and relieve that pressure from yourself, and don't have this expectation like, I've got to be able to do it all on my own. Find some help. Maybe you can read a book. Maybe you can take a course like mine, or maybe you can hire someone. But don't put extra pressure on yourself. Have someone that can support you in taking that first step.
You brought up one of my favorite subjects, and that's really being an entrepreneur and how the community can help you when you ask for help. How has your experience been, you know, as you got started and you came across other entrepreneurs in similar, you know, either similar businesses that you have, or just the fact that they're online entrepreneurs? How has the community helped you?
I love that question. It's been really interesting because I've had a little bit of a switch here, and it's because I've changed the focus of my business. When I first started, I did a lot of networking groups, but I found that it was one of those things where there were a lot of multi-level marketing things and people that just were different than I am. And so what the big switch for me is, it's moved to more of an online community and a women's group that I participate in. And there's that kind of spiritual, kind of personal journey element that I have found to be extremely beneficial for me, because it's the path and the journey that I'm moving on. But I think it's so important for people to find support within entrepreneurs. You know, one of my big frustrations was, there is a National Association of Professional Organizers, and we had a local organization, and I dropped after a couple years because it didn't provide me with the support I needed. And again, this is just my journey, my example. I'm not trying to say, hey, it's not for everyone, because it works for other people, but it didn't work for me. But my issue is I come from a place, there's enough work for everyone. There is abundance. You will attract the clients that you're going to attract. I definitely have a spiritual approach. There are people that would definitely not want to work with me because that's not who they are, and that's okay. But if you come from that view, then you say, all right, how can we support each other? How can we help one another? And I didn't find it there. And so it was more motivation for me to go and find like this women's group where it just happens that everyone's a small business owner, and finding online support of people who have similar businesses. And so I encourage anyone who's going to be an entrepreneur, go out and find that support system. And if something doesn't work, that's okay. Again, have gratitude. Thanks for pointing me in the right direction, because I know this is what I don't want. Because remember, if we spend all this time, everything's energy. So if you're like, oh, this is the group that, it's just not me, and you're going there all the time, what are you putting out there? So find your like-minded people, find your tribe.
There's so many things I love about what you just said, but the fact that you didn't quit or give up at that first sign of resistance, you know, finding those network groups that really were battled against you. So many people, I think, get started, they have a negative first experience, and they just revert back to a job. You know, they don't stick with it.
started to organize and got stuck? Need questions answered or customized solutions? Looking for a professional organizer to bounce ideas? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can help.
How did you keep going?
How did I keep going? Well, I think it's the German in me, and I'm a Taurus, so there's a definite, definite toughness within me that helped that. But I have a really wonderful husband, but it'll be 3 years in September, so we haven't been married that long. So it was finding the community of like-minded people. I have a very supportive family. I mentioned my baby brother is also an entrepreneur. And so it was someone, he does SEO and marketing. And so it's an area I don't have expertise in. And so he was a huge help being able to do things and help me in an area that I didn't have expertise in. And my family just believing in me. And I want to share a story. I started my business in 2009. At the time, I still belonged to the National Association of Professional Organizers. Well, they do awards every year. Well, in 2011, I ended up winning the most eco-friendly business. Now, people didn't, they were out in LA. People were like, there's no way you're going to win because other people in my category were well-known. And I thought, oh, no, I'm focused. And I ran around and did my little Oprah voice and then be like, okay, I'm going to win and then let it go. But I believed in myself and I ended up winning. And one of my best friends, I used to live in LA, had gone to the dinner with me. And he said, oh, when you won, there was an audible gasp because they weren't anticipating it. But I believed in myself. And so if you don't have any support out there, I'd encourage you to find someone, but also believe in yourself because no one can take that away from you. You are the one that can take that away, but no one else can.
And that leads me into my next question very well. And a lot of it has to do with mindset and how powerful that is in success. How have you been able to transform your clients? And not only that, how did you transform yourself to have such a strong mindset? And then what is that mindset like when your clients make that leap?
Okay, well, I'll first talk about myself and then talk about my clients. I'm a huge believer in having some type of mindfulness practice. I'm a fan of meditation. I think that that's really important because that clears what I call monkey mind. Because, as an entrepreneur, you have to wear many hats and there's always something to do. And you can work on your business 24/7, but, we're here to live life and enjoy life as well. So I think it's very important to have a daily practice that helps clear your mental clutter. I think you need to have a plan in place. Like if you worry, okay, then I'm going to get a rubber band and snap it on my wrist every time I go to worrying. Or I have a little thing I call take it down, very original. But, sometimes your mind's like, oh my gosh, and blows up this big problem. And so I take it down, take the big problem and step by step. Well, what's the worst can happen and kind of come down the ladder and then like, okay, come on now. That's not even a real issue that you need to worry about. So that's something really important that I do. When I work with clients, when I first started, do a really detailed assessment. But when I give them homework, it's going to include something. Again, it's really depends on each individual, but there's something usually going on inside that's affecting the outside. And with mental clutter, it might be an assignment, okay, meditate or find a mindfulness practice, or when anxiety comes up, what is our plan to handle that? I had a client recently who had three rooms in her house. She's someone that's very crafty, and she started to make the association, and it was an extreme clutter situation. And so she would come in to relax and to find peace of mind in this cluttered environment. And I said, okay, we need to break that. Whenever you're stressed out, whenever you're upset, even if it's in the bathtub or closing the door and sitting on the toilet for 5 minutes, we need to start to break that connection that clutter equals peace of mind for you, because that's not really, you're hiding in here. The clutter is serving a distraction, and that's not healthy for you. So we've got to break that. So that's just one example.
It amazes me how agile the mind really is and how quickly it can be reprogrammed to start to associate positive behaviors with positive actions.
Oh, I think it absolutely does. And I don't know if you've done or heard of EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, that uses acupressure points to help reset the mind. And you do that, and I'm a huge fan of that. And that's another resource that people can check out. But we need to become aware of where we are, because being in the present moment is your point of power. That allows you to change. When you're living in the past, you can't change that. It's already happened. When you're in the future and anxious about that, you have no control over that. Your present moment dictates what your future will be. And I think most people are either in the past or the present. They're not living in the present moment. Think of if you were to go out to a store in a restaurant, how many people have their nose buried in their cell phone or their tablet, and they're out to dinner with someone and they're not even in the moment, not even enjoying that. They're somewhere else when they have someone right there to be present with. Or maybe it's being present with yourself. But I think that that's a good place for people to start as well. Be present.
Oh, it's so funny you brought that up, because lately all I've seen is people on this Pokemon thing walking around. It's unbelievable. It's kind of funny, but sad at the same time.
I know. I've only seen a little bit of that on social media, and I have need to research it, or not research it. I'm a curious person. And so I was like, I'm going to take 5 minutes and research this and see what it's about, because I've seen it, but I have no idea what it is. But someone just posted before our interview that two people fell off a cliff in California doing the Pokemon thing. So that's a perfect example. They weren't present. You can play your Pokemon and still be present, but when you're that distracted, you're not in the moment.
That is something I don't think I'll ever fully understand, but I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And going back to your entrepreneurial journey just a little bit, do you remember your first paying client back in 2009?
Oh, most definitely. And what I love about this is, she's my first paying client, and we're friends now. And she was a total house redo. And I love her, and I love her kids. And this is a great story. When I went out to California for my award, her son at the time had, I don't know, they don't make them anywhere, where they were like the flip video cameras. And he's like, here, have my flip video camera so you can take a video of you winning the award. And oh yeah, most definitely remember her. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Do you still get that same feeling today when you sign up new clients?
I do. And what I love is, it's very important to me, before I start with anyone, I always do a free consultation, because if I'm not the right fit for you, I want to be able to refer you to someone. I'm not the right fit for everyone. But I love when I sign a client, and I love when they have that aha moment. I love when they are able to make that connection. I had a client once, I love this story. She had a stack about 2 or 3 feet high of clippings, you know, like if you're going through magazine or newspapers and clip things out. And I said, okay, what's going on with this? And how long has it been here? And she's like, 2 or 3 years. And I said, okay, well, what is it? Oh, things that I'm going to clip and send to people. And I said, okay, well, it's been a couple years. So as we started to talk, and I really believe we all have the answers within. Doug, you know what's best for you. I don't know what's best for you, but I see my job with my clients is supporting them and figuring out, clearing that clutter so they can figure out what's best for them. So as I was talking with this client, she said, I'm afraid that if I don't keep in touch with people, then they won't love me anymore. And as soon as she articulated, she knew that was a false statement, and we recycled the entire pile.
That's amazing.
It definitely is. And again, we have the answers within, and she knew that. It just needed some support to figure it out. And a lot of times it's maybe you've held on to, I've seen people who have held on to, you know, mementos from previous relationships. And I'm like, well, you're married to someone else. You know, why are we holding on to this? And maybe it's, we have to do closure or a little ceremony to release that relationship. And that's okay. I mean, don't judge yourself. We already have enough judgment in the world, so I encourage people to love more and judge less. And the key is, you're doing it. You're increasing your awareness. And I think that that's really key too. A lot of time, well, I don't want to deal with it. And so maybe we overeat, or maybe we drink, or maybe we do something else. But that serves it as a distraction. So when you were able to increase your awareness, that's another key, because you can't change your life if you're not aware of what needs to change.
Tired of losing money because you aren't organized? Overwhelmed because you missed a soccer game because calendars weren't coordinated? Stressed out because you can't find what you own? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
Now, do you think that people's fear of change, or just the fact that something's changing in general, is preventing them from making themselves better or getting out of a bad situation?
Yeah, I would think that, I think that's true for most people. Again, with every situation, I think there's going to be other things going on, but I'm a perfect example. I laugh. So we have two cats and they hate change. I used to be like a cat. I'm like, oh my God, I hate change. And I discovered it was that fear of the unknown that I was really concerned about. And it's easy to stay, even if it's a negative situation, it's easy to stay in what's comfortable for us. But like I mentioned at some point in the interview, you can't change, you know, you need to become aware and make that change, and doing nothing is a choice because, oh, life's happening to me, I can't do this. And that's not true. You are making a choice. And I think the sooner you're aware of that and accept that, then that's the first step. And then you build upon that and take the next step. And when I did my interviewing with Reawaken Your Brilliance, so many healers and people of that nature who are in really in roles in supporting people, a lot of them have what I would call walk through the fire. And so what they said was, and I agree with this personally, it was my experience as well, it was so much harder to hold on to that trauma, the drama, whatever it is, instead of dealing with it and coming out the other end. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I wasted so much time. It's so much easier to have dealt with this than to hold on to the fear of not moving forward.
That stagnation and almost masochistic behavior is really what and why this podcast exists. I want people to understand that you're choosing to stay in the job that you're in, the relationships that you're in. If you want to be happy, go pursue the things that you love to do. Like, to me, it's a choice, and I want people to choose the things that are going to make them happy.
Yeah, and you know what? I would say I love that you're doing this because people like you putting out these positive podcasts and doing things, we're going to reach a tipping point. And when that tipping point happens, the world's going to change. And, you know, I come from a place of, I believe love can conquer all. We just keep putting it out there and we'll change it. But when you're an entrepreneur, I mean, I've been in business since 2009. I absolutely still have doubts about myself. What are you doing? What do you mean you're putting out a course? You've never done that. Blah, 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 blah. But that's the ego. And I say, okay, ego, let's have a back seat. I appreciate that you helped me get organized. You're awesome. Keep doing that. But we're going to check in with my heart here. And my heart's like, do it. Go for it. Feels right. So know that you always have your doubt. And another thing is check in with your heart. That's where your passion comes from. Again, the ego is the one that's going to say, ah, Doug, you can't do that. You're going to be in this job forever. And you make that choice. Do you listen to your ego or do you listen to your heart? And yeah, there are going to be challenges, but you know, you grow from them. I used to be deathly afraid of public speaking. And I remember the first time I got up, I went to a networking event and I had to do, you know, they give you 30 seconds to do a commercial. And I remember, oh, hey, this is Julie Seibert from Healing Through Organization, and thinking, holy crap, I have 28 more seconds. What am I going to say? And I now get paid to speak. So that was just one example of pushing myself, getting outside of my box, and now I really love speaking.
That's amazing. You know, we had there's a previous guest on the show, Commander Mark Devine, and he told me a lesson about, it's a Native American story about inside of you, there's two wolves. There's a fear wolf and a courage wolf. Whatever wolf you feed the most is the one that survives. And, you know, I think that's the, going back to mindset, if you're constantly feeding that fear wolf, you're never going to get out of that job. You're never going to make progress. You're never going to declutter. So I think what you just said was so spot on.
Yeah, no, I really believe that. And I love that. I know what you're talking about. I've seen a nice little placard with the two wolves on that I've seen on social media. But it is. It's so true. You know, the attention, the energy goes where, or I always get this phrase mixed up. The energy flows where the attention goes. So whatever you focus on, that's what you're going to attract. Because again, everything's energy. So it's just, and even if you don't view that from a spiritual perspective, you know, do research. I'm not the end all. We have Google. You can research this. Everything's energy from a physics perspective. So whatever you focus on is what you're going to attract.
I couldn't agree more. And I'll be honest, one of the greatest parts about this podcast is getting the opportunity to talk to people like you who have such a positive energy, because it uplifts me. And that was a side effect I never anticipated. I would have never even thought of it when I started this journey. So I'm incredibly grateful that you could join me today.
You know what? We all build on one another. You know, you have your strength as being able to interview and bring out knowledge to people and helping them and supporting them to move forward. And so you feed off of that. I had an interview the other day and it was so great because it got along with the other panelists, got along with the host. There was a nice synergy going on. And, you know, again, whatever you put out there, people build upon that synergy. So they listen to this interview. They listen to your other podcast interview. It excites them. It motivates them. And again, that's what makes the change. One ripple, you know, can have a big effect.
All I'm trying to do is just create that tsunami.
There you go. Exactly.
Now, before we get to the final question, where can people learn more and connect with you?
They can go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com, and that has all my social media links at the bottom. I also have a podcast called Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. It's on iTunes. And then I also have a visual podcast. So when I do the audio, I also shoot video. So if you're on YouTube, you can find me under Julie Caraccio.
I will make sure that I link to all of those in the show notes. And the final question I have today is, what is the one piece of advice or lesson you can share with the listeners to help them find happiness in their pursuit?
Oh, I love that. And I'm only limited to one, which is very difficult.
You can expand. It's okay.
Thank you. I would say follow your heart. Your heart comes from your soul. It comes from that essence. And sometimes we get the craziest things, but you know what? That usually is where the awesomeness is. That's where the possibility is. And I have learned, if I hear something crazy, I do it. I mean, it's not like crazy, like break the law, but I said, okay, here you have this show idea, go send it somewhere. And I said, okay, this sounds nutso, but I'm going to do it. But I've had things where I've done that, and then 3 or 4 years down the road, that's why I've done that. So follow your heart. Listen to your intuition. Listen to what it's saying. It's there to guide you. And clear your clutter. When you clear your clutter, and physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, whether it's with relationships or with your health, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Take actions from today's podcast. Where in your life can you take action instead of staying passive? Examine a challenging situation in your life. Can you find the golden nugget in something you aren't happy about? Find out what motivates you. Use it to get you going to release clutter. Take that first step. Ask for help when you need it. Find your tribe of like-minded people. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Julie, this has been so insightful. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you for all you're doing to make the world a better place.
There you have it, everybody. I hope you enjoyed Julie's advice. Please go visit her website. If you want any of the links from the notes or anything that she said today, you can get them at www.douglasjfoley.com/63. That's 63. And please, if you found this or any of the episodes valuable, please share them with your friends, share them on Facebook, Twitter, etc. And by all means, please go to iTunes and rate this show. It really helps me spread the word. So until next week, I hope I help you find your passion, take action, and start to build the life of your dreams. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and rate this show. You can find the show notes at www.douglasjfoley.com/podcast and on Instagram using the hashtag #happinessofpursuit. Have a great week and enjoy the happiness of your pursuits.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.